There's a part of many of us that wishes we could take to the open road with no one around and drive as fast as we please. Ray got that chance, not as the driver, but as the passenger. In fact, the trips he took are some you may see on TV. We go inside the caravan on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
During Ray Starling's tenure as Special Assistant to the President for Ag, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance during 2017 and 2018, he had the chance to fly on Air Force One 3 times. He recalls the process of arriving back in Washington, D.C.
Ordinarily, what would happen would be the President would be put on Marine One and helicoptered to the White House lawn, and the rest of us would pile into vans and cars and go back to the White House to retrieve our vehicles.
But on one occasion, the weather was bad, and the helicopter could not make that short flight with the President, which Ray says was a good deal for all of the others aboard Air Force One.
Because we got to go in the President's motorcade back to the White House. In traffic around D.C., even late at night, it would take us 45 minutes to an hour to get back to the White House. We left Andrews and remember timing it, but it was something like 17 or 18 minutes.
Ray remembers those motorcades and the speed of travel.
I remember in Iowa when we got picked up, we'd be in the motorcade line, and the motorcade moves extraordinarily quickly, as fast as it can move and still be safe. And so the President's, they call it the beast, the Cadillac, is just moving out, right? And everybody else has got to keep up.
He also remembers something about the driving pattern.
You sort of offset each car. And that is because if there's a quick stop, you are so close to the vehicle in front of you that if you weren't offset, you would literally rear end them.
They're just some of the fun memories Ray has of his time traveling with the President. Traveling the countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McRae.